Jean-Baptiste Carpeaux was one of the greatest French sculptors of the 19th century. This beautiful face of a woman transports us to the centre of Paris. In 1863, Carpeaux was commissioned by Charles Garnier, the architect in charge of building the new Paris Opera House, to create a group of monumental stone figures for the façade with a dance theme. The sculptor imagined a procession of bacchantes, the young female followers of Dionysus, god of winemaking and festivity, swirling energetically around the genius of the dance. The gracious, unclothed figures perfectly embody the style of Napoleon III, reflecting the festive spirit of the Second Empire. Carpeaux drew inspiration from the female figures on ancient vases, though he also made numerous sketches of real Parisian dancers. Exploiting bold, sensual allegories, it was in complete contrast with the building's other, more conventional sculptures, sparking an outcry. Paris was shocked to see joy, nakedness, and carefree smiles on display for all to see. The statue was even attacked and had black ink thrown over it. Yet, it remains a major work of its time, and Carpeaux himself helped promote its fame. The artist was ahead of his time in that he produced copies of his works for sale. He set up a workshop that produced plaster, stamped terracotta, and marble copies of figures from the sculptures that made him famous. Carpeaux produced three busts from La Danse, the bacchantes adorned with laurels, vines, and roses, which met with great success. They inspired many other versions made from terracotta and marble. The bacchant with roses, whose bodice draws the eye to her shapely body rather than hiding it, is probably the most mischievous of all. She is said to have the features of Miss Miette, an actress at the Théâtre du Palais Royal. Carpeaux brilliantly captures a fleeting moment to which he gives a dash of Baroque-inspired elegance. The realistic portrayal of the model and the intense sensuality she conveys make her a true figure of 19th century modernity.